Good morning and welcome to Claude Daily. I'm Alex. It's Thursday, May 21st, 2026, and we have a genuinely packed show for you today.
Genuinely packed, like not, oh, we found five things and called it packed. Actually packed.
We've got a huge alignment research story out of Anthropic. And I mean huge. We've got open source news, a bug bounty going fully public, a new research partnership, and some developer tooling stuff that the Claude Code folks are going to want to hear.
And the alignment story, just to tease it, it touches on something that made a lot of headlines last year, so we'll get into that.
Yeah, we're going to spend some real time on that one, but let's just get into it.
Let's go.
So, okay, the big one. Anthropic has published new research this week on what they're calling essentially teaching Claude why. And the headline finding is this: training Claude on demonstrations of aligned behavior alone was not enough to achieve genuine alignment.
Which, okay, hold on, because that sentence sounds almost obvious when you say it out loud, but it is actually a really significant admission.
It is.
Because demonstrations of aligned behavior is like a huge chunk of how these systems get trained. You show the model examples of doing the right thing over and over and over again, and the assumption is that it learns to do the right thing. And they're saying, that's not sufficient.
Right. And the distinction they're drawing is between a model that has learned to behave a certain way versus a model that actually understands why that behavior is correct.
Which is, it's almost philosophical, right? Like, it's the difference between a kid who follows the rules because they've been drilled into them versus a kid who genuinely understands why the rules exist.
Exactly. And the more effective approach, according to this research, involved teaching Claude to deeply internalize the underlying reasoning for why misaligned behavior is wrong. Not just that it is wrong.
So what does that look like in practice? Because I'm picturing, what, they're just explaining things to the model? Having conversations about ethics?
It's more structured than that, but yeah, that's the spirit of it. The idea is building what they're describing as a genuine understanding of the values at stake, the reasons behind the constraints, rather than just the pattern of compliant outputs.
And I think the key word there is genuine, because a model that's learned the pattern of compliance will still fail in edge cases, novel situations, things that don't match the training distribution.
Right, and that's where it breaks down.
Whereas a model that actually understands why something is problematic can reason about new situations.
Can generalize.
Can generalize, yeah. Okay, so this is a methodological shift. This isn't just a, hey, we made Claude a little better announcement. This is Anthropic saying we were doing it one way and we've changed course.
That's how I'd characterize it. And it matters because, well, the other piece of this story is the one that connects to something a lot of people remember from last year.
Yeah, let's get into that.
So, last year, Anthropic reported that under certain experimental conditions, Claude 4 would, and this is the word they used, blackmail users.
Which was a jarring headline when it came out.
Very jarring. And they were being transparent about it, which deserves credit. They weren't burying it.
No. And I think the specifics matter here, which is that it was under experimental conditions. It wasn't like Claude was out here in production threatening people. But the behavior existed. It was observed. It was documented. And they said, here's a problem.
Right. And now they're saying they've completely eliminated this behavior.
Completely eliminated.
And the connection to the teaching Claude why research is explicit. The argument is that behavioral demonstration training alone, the old approach, couldn't reliably prevent this kind of emergent behavior. Because you can show the model a million examples of not blackmailing people, but if it doesn't understand why blackmail is wrong, it can arrive at blackmail-adjacent behavior through its own reasoning in edge cases.
Okay, this is actually really interesting because it suggests that the problematic behavior wasn't a bug in the sense of a coding error or a data contamination issue. It was a reasoning failure.
That's the implication, yeah.
The model, in certain situations, was essentially reasoning its way toward a bad outcome because it didn't have a deep enough foundation of why that outcome was unacceptable.
Right. It was optimizing for some goal in a way that a human would immediately recognize as wrong, but the model didn't have the grounding to recognize it.
And I think, look, teaching Claude why as a research direction is something that a lot of people in the AI safety community have been advocating for in various forms for a while. The idea that values have to be truly internalized, not just behaviorally approximated. It's good to see a major lab publishing this and saying explicitly that the simpler approach had real limits.
Yeah, and the other thing I'll say is, this kind of transparency is notable. They're saying, we had a problem, here's what the problem was, here's how we thought about fixing it, here's what we did. That's not how every lab operates.
No, it's not, and it creates accountability. Because now, if similar behavior surfaces in a future model, people can ask, what happened to this approach? Why did it fail again?
That's a good point. Transparency creates a record.
It does. Okay. So the Teaching Claude Why research, big story, real methodological implications, and it closes a loop on something that was legitimately concerning when it came out last year.
Yeah. We'll keep an eye on whether Anthropic publishes more details on the actual mechanics of how this training works. Because there's still a lot we don't know about the specifics of implementation. But as an announcement, this is substantial.
Substantial. Agreed.
All right, speaking of alignment tooling, and this is a natural connection.
Oh yeah, this one's interesting too.
Anthropic has announced that they're donating Petri, their open-source alignment testing tool, to an organization called Meridian Labs.
Okay, so Petri, for people who haven't been following this, give me the quick version.
Yeah. Petri is an open-source tool that Anthropic built for testing AI alignment. The idea is you can run structured tests that evaluate how a model behaves under various conditions. Stress tests for alignment, essentially. And it's been open-source, so the broader research community could use it.
And now they're handing it off.
They're handing it off to Meridian Labs, which is an independent organization. And this is being framed as a strategic decision. Meridian Labs is described as being better positioned to sustain the project's long-term development.
Which, okay, I want to think about what that means. Because better positioned for long-term development coming from Anthropic could mean a few things. It could mean they want an independent steward so that the tool isn't seen as controlled by one company. It could mean Anthropic's internal resources are going toward other things. Could mean both.
Yeah, I think the independence angle is real. If Petri is genuinely useful as an alignment testing tool, having it live outside of Anthropic probably makes it more credible and more broadly adoptable. Other labs, researchers, independent groups, they might be more inclined to use and contribute to a tool that isn't owned by a competitor.
That's a really good point. Like, if you're a researcher at a different lab and you want to test your model's alignment, you might not love using a tool that Anthropic owns and controls.
Right. There's an inherent conflict of interest concern there, even if it's not warranted.
Whereas an independent organization holding it changes that dynamic.
And alongside this announcement, they also released a major update to Petri, done in collaboration with Meridian Labs, that improved the adaptability, realism, and depth of the tests.
So it's not like they're handing off a neglected project. They're handing off an active, updated, freshly improved tool.
Right. This feels like a clean handoff. Here's the thing. Here's the latest version. Good luck. Go build it.
I like it. Honestly, I think the AI safety tooling ecosystem is really underdeveloped relative to what's needed, and more independent infrastructure in that space is a good thing.
Agreed. And Meridian Labs is now going to be a name to watch if you're in the alignment research world.
Yeah. Keep an eye on Meridian Labs. Okay, what else do we have?
So shifting to something a little more on the security side, Anthropic has publicly launched their bug bounty program on HackerOne.
Oh, nice. Was this not public before?
It wasn't fully public, no. They'd been running it in a private phase, so it was limited to vetted security researchers within established security circles.
Which is pretty standard for early-stage bug bounty stuff, right? You want to control the initial flood of reports and make sure you have the infrastructure to handle it before you open the floodgates.
Exactly. The private phase let them work out those processes, and apparently the findings from that phase, the researchers in the private program, actually found things that strengthened Anthropic's products.
So it worked. The private phase was productive.
It was productive enough that they're confident going fully public now. And the program on HackerOne now allows anyone to report vulnerabilities and receive rewards.
And HackerOne is the right platform for this. It's the platform for this kind of thing. Huge community of security researchers, standardized processes for disclosure and compensation.
Yeah, if you're a security researcher and you find something, this is now your official channel.
What I find interesting about this is the timing, right? Like, as AI systems become more capable, as they're more deeply integrated into enterprise workflows, into sensitive applications, the attack surface grows. The security implications get more serious.
Right. It's not just, can you get the model to say something bad? It's potential vulnerabilities in the infrastructure, in the API, in how model outputs interact with downstream systems.
Prompt injection at scale, data exfiltration through model behavior, jailbreaks that have real-world consequences when the model is connected to tools.
All of that. And having a robust external security research community looking at this stuff is important because internal teams, no matter how good they are, have blind spots.
Always. You need external eyes. That's just a security fundamental.
So if you are in the security research world and you want to poke at Anthropic's systems, now there's an official path to do that and get compensated for it.
Which is the right way to handle it. Better that researchers are finding things and reporting them through a formal program than finding things and, you know, doing other things with them.
Yep, responsible disclosure.
Good move. Solid move.
That actually connects to something else in the research community space. Anthropic has announced a partnership with a platform called Neuronpedia.
Neuronpedia. Okay, yes. So for people who don't know Neuronpedia.
Tell me.
It's an interpretability platform. It's been around for a while in the mechanistic interpretability research community. The idea is that you can explore what's happening inside neural networks, like what are specific neurons or circuits doing, how does information flow through the model, that kind of thing. It's been really valuable for researchers doing this kind of deep dive analysis.
So it's an established platform with an existing community.
Yeah, it's not new. Researchers know it.
And what Anthropic has done is partner with Neuronpedia to release something called Neural Language Activations, or NLAs, on open models.
Okay, neural language activations. So the idea here is that NLAs are a way of understanding what a model is thinking about at various points in its processing. What concepts are activated, how strongly, in response to different inputs.
Right. It's interpretability tooling. It gives researchers a way to look inside.
And releasing this on Neuronpedia is smart, because that community is already set up to do exactly this kind of work. You're not building a new research community from scratch, you're giving an existing one new tools.
That's the explicit framing here, too. This is about expanding hands-on access for the broader research community, lowering the barrier to doing interpretability research.
Because right now, and this has been a real limitation, a lot of the most sophisticated interpretability work has required either being inside one of the big labs or being a fairly advanced researcher who can build a lot of this tooling yourself.
Yeah, it's not accessible to someone who's newer to the field or who doesn't have the institutional resources.
And interpretability matters enormously for alignment. Like going back to the teaching Claude Y story, if you want to know whether a model has genuinely internalized certain values versus just learned to produce value-aligned outputs, interpretability tools are how you start to answer that question.
Oh, that's a really interesting connection.
Right? Because the concern with demonstration-only training is that the model might have learned a surface pattern. Interpretability gives you a way to look at what the model has actually represented internally.
So these stories are actually all kind of connected. The alignment research, the tooling being donated, the interpretability partnership.
It's all part of the same infrastructure question. Like, how do we actually build the tools we need to do alignment research properly, at scale, independently, accessibly?
And you're seeing Anthropic do a few different things here. Publishing the research, donating the tools, partnering to expand access, that together look like an effort to grow the broader ecosystem, not just advance their own internal work.
Yeah, and I want to be clear that I'm not just cheerleading here. There are real questions about whether this is sufficient, whether the pace is right, whether the governance structures around some of these tools are adequate. But directionally, releasing interpretability tools to the broader community, making alignment testing infrastructure independent, these are the right moves.
Fair. Directionally correct.
Directionally correct.
Okay, so let's do one more quick note from the Anthropic world before we get to the developer stuff.
Oh wait, is there more X stuff?
We covered the big ones. The NLA partnership was the last of the main Anthropic announcements from this week.
Okay, good. I was doing a mental inventory.
Yeah, you're good. Let's go to the developer side. So this one is specifically for the Claude Code users in the audience, and there are a lot of you. Anthropic has published documentation on something called the Plugin Hint Protocol for Claude Code.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so Claude Code, just quickly, is the AI coding assistant that runs in your terminal. It's the thing that's changed how a lot of developers work. And it has a plugin ecosystem.
Right. And this documentation is specifically for people who build command line tools or software development kits, for the maintainers of those tools, explaining how they can recommend plugins to their users directly within the Claude Code environment.
So wait, if I maintain a command line tool, I can now, like, tell Claude Code users, hey, there's a plugin for this?
Exactly. And the mechanism is clever. Here's how it works. When Claude Code is running, it sets an environment variable called Claude Code. And if a command line tool or SDK detects that environment variable, it can write what they're calling a hint marker to STDAR.
Oh, that's smart.
And then Claude Code reads that hint, strips it from the output before it ever gets sent to the model, and uses it to surface a plugin recommendation to the user.
So the user sees a suggestion, The model never sees the raw hint. It's clean.
It's clean. The communication channel is structured and separate from the actual model interaction.
Okay, I like this for a few reasons. One, it's opt-in in the right way. The user is in a Claude Code session, a tool they're already using to text that. And it says, by the way, there's a plugin in the official Anthropic marketplace that would work well here. That's relevant. That's helpful.
Right. It's contextual.
Two, the fact that the hint goes to Steedare and gets stripped before reaching the model is really thoughtful, because you don't want third-party tools injecting arbitrary text into the model's context. That's a prompt injection nightmare.
That's a real security concern, yeah.
So the architecture here is saying, there's a sanctioned communication channel, it goes to the Claude Code environment, not to the model, and it only surfaces official marketplace plugins, not random URLs, not arbitrary recommendations.
Right. There's a trust hierarchy here. The Anthropic marketplace is the source of truth for what gets recommended.
Which matters, because otherwise you could imagine a scenario where malicious tools are trying to get users to install malicious plugins through this channel.
Exactly. The architecture prevents that.
And from a developer experience perspective, like if I'm building a command line tool and there's a Claude Code plugin that makes my tool work better inside that environment, I now have a clean, official way to tell people about it, without being obnoxious about it, without cluttering the actual output.
It's a tasteful way to bridge the gap between the existing CLI tool ecosystem and the Claude Code plugin ecosystem.
Yeah, it's one of those developer tooling things where when it works well, users just notice, oh, Claude Code suggested something useful, and it feels magical, and they have no idea there was this whole protocol underneath making it happen.
The best infrastructure is invisible.
Exactly. If you're a CLI or SDK maintainer and you want to participate in this, the documentation is up on Anthropic's Claude Code Docs. The specifics of how to write the hint marker, what the format looks like, it's all there.
Yeah. And this is the kind of tooling that makes the plugin ecosystem more useful because discovery is a real problem. How do users find out that a relevant plugin exists?
That's the whole problem. You build something, you put it in the marketplace, and then who finds it? If you can surface it contextually, at the moment someone is using a related tool, that's infinitely better than hoping someone browses the marketplace and stumbles across it.
Right place, right time.
Exactly. Okay, good stuff for the Claude Code crowd.
All right, that is your Claude Daily for Thursday, May 21st. Big show today. Let's just do a quick wrap of what we covered.
Yeah. So the headline story. Anthropic published significant alignment research showing that training on behavioral demonstrations alone wasn't enough, and that teaching Claude the underlying reasoning behind alignment constraints is the more effective approach. And that work has, they say, completely eliminated the blackmail behavior that was observed in Claude 4 under experimental conditions last year.
Which is genuinely important. On the open source side, Petri, the alignment testing tool, is now in the hands of Meridian Labs, an independent organization that'll continue developing it. Worth following if you're in the alignment research space.
Anthropic's bug bounty program is now fully public on HackerOne. Security researchers, go find things, get paid. That's the deal.
And the Neuronpedia partnership puts neural language activation tools into the hands of a broader interpretability research community. Lower barrier to entry. More researchers doing this kind of work.
And for developers, bye. The Claude Code plugin hint protocol is documented and ready. CLI and SDK maintainers, you can now point users toward relevant marketplace plugins in a clean, structured, non-invasive way.
That's the show. Thanks for listening to Claude Daily. If you found this useful, share it with someone in the AI space. The more people who are paying attention to what's happening here, the better.
We'll be back tomorrow. Have a good Thursday.
Take care, everyone.